Our community is very special to us, and our software releases bring a lot of innovation. In this episode, we combine the two with a live onstage conversation celebrating our MVPs and Washington, D.C. release.
Welcome to Breakpoint, the ServiceNow Developer Podcast.
Hello, ServiceNow admins, builders, developers, and of course, all of the curious individuals that I always say with the utmost love and respect. Welcome to or welcome back to Breakpoint, the ServiceNow Developer Podcast, where we bring you the latest tools, tips, and tradecraft to accelerate your career. My name is Chuck Tomasi, Senior Developer Advocate, and my co-host Lauren is unable to join me on this intro, but she does have a major part in the core of this episode. Because this time, we've got something a little different. You see, Lauren and I were recently in Washington, D.C. to celebrate the launch of the release of the same name. And part of that presentation was dedicated to a 15-minute conversation with two members of our D.C. developer community, Alan Andreas and Kanika Tolver. We wanted to get their views on the new release, AI, their career transformation, and advice to newcomers. It was really a wonderful time, and I know Lauren has mentioned she wishes it could have gone on for hours. So let's roll that now.
Kanika and Alan, how are y'all doing today?
I'm excited. How y'all doing?
Woo! Well, thank you so much for joining me here today. You two have some very storied and amazing careers that we will be talking about slightly later. But first, I gotta ask you, what did you think about Washington, D.C. so far, software-wise? Kanika, I'll kick things off with you.
Sure. So I am an ITSM product manager. So currently, I'm working on an amazing project where we are transforming our IT service desk to use the virtual chat agent. So I'm super excited about some of the new features, like integrating it with Microsoft Teams. I feel like this is going to enhance our self-service capabilities. We're going to be able to communicate effectively more with our customers. Live agents will be able to, you know, get those reduction in tickets closed out. And I just think that Teams is such a tool that we use here in the public sector within the government. And I know that Teams will definitely enhance our interactions with our end users. I'm also super excited about the large language modeling discovery topics. I think that that's going to really enhance us being able to discover topics more faster. We're using the Vancouver version right now, but I feel like, you know, we'll be able to discover topics. You don't be able to have to require to be utilizing utterances and intents. And I think that that is going to be an amazing feature for the new release as well.
We have to chalk up that Teams integration on our side as well internally. Yes. That'd be really fun to have. Alan, got any particular favorites?
Yeah, so there's a couple that I'd like to point out, especially for the DC area. The new in-platform support for CAC and PIV card digital signing is a huge thing, I think, for a lot of the federal agencies and things out there that are using those. Previously, you had to kind of, there was a few options out there, but one of the main ones was working with DocuSign. And so with that, you had to actually have an executable installed on the client, on the laptop. And as you know, that's probably not going to fly. Then you had to install a browser plugin as well on top of that. And so now, using Adobe Acrobat Reader, which most computers will have installed already, you'll be able to leverage that right within the platform. So super excited about that. The other is the software developer kit. As you know, it's really the last few releases have been kind of low code focused. This one really swings the pendulum back towards the pro code side of the house. And the benefit here is that for people that grew up coding with the platform, and kind of like you mentioned earlier, it gives someone a pathway to say, okay, I've learned some of the basics. Now let's branch out and move into a bigger opportunity here using third-party libraries and things like that. So that's just a few features I'm excited about.
Very exciting. Now, pivoting a little bit, obviously we've talked a lot about AI today. I'd love to get your thoughts and feelings about how AI is not only progressing throughout the industry, but also how it's transforming ServiceNow as a platform as well. And I'll keep on with you, Alan.
Okay. Yeah, so with AI, you know, that increases accessibility to the platform, and with that's coming, you know, the need for governance. And so that's a big topic here where I see ServiceNow has been a part of those discussions, even with the European Union and things like that, with the new AI Act that just kind of passed recently. That is big on really making sure that you have a governance structure kind of stood up, and I see ServiceNow kind of leading the way there. The other piece is with the ability to listen to the community. So ServiceNow is huge on the feedback. Give us, you know, what we're looking for, as kind of Kush mentioned during his presentation. They're actively listening to the community and saying, tell us more about that. And so with ServiceNow, where I see this thing kind of going is the AI around continuous improvement. So now you have generative AI, which is generating text to code, text to flow, things like that. Now I see things going to continuous improvement. So we've had a version one or a first iterance or pass on that code. Now ServiceNow can review that again and actually say, hey, we've actually noticed that there's a way to tighten this code up or do something a little bit differently. So I see a continuous improvement initiative with AI leading the way and really starting to do that from a platform health perspective as well. So
love to see that. Continuous governments, or excuse me, not government, that's a lot here. Continuous governance is always a fantastic thing. Kanika, what are your overall thoughts and feelings?
I'm super excited about the use of AI, especially for developers. I manage a lot of development teams currently right now, and I think that AI is going to really enhance our development efforts. We're going to be able to develop a lot faster. Developers are going to be able to leverage the things that they learned before the use of AI, but we're also going to be able to save a lot of money with our customers. Mm-hmm. So I'm extremely excited about the use of AI. You know, I, like Lauren, like Alan had mentioned, comment to code, text to code. There are just so many new features that I think are going to be super amazing for us to be utilizing. I'm so excited about being able to leverage AI, not just for developers, but for live agents, for the end users to be able to leverage self-service capabilities, being able to connect with knowledge articles at a faster pace through the use of things like the virtual chat agent. So I really think that it's not just going to benefit developers, but it's going to benefit everyone that's going to be interacting with AI through the use of these amazing capabilities that are coming out.
Fantastic. Now, I kind of teased a little bit earlier that we're going to be speaking a lot about your careers and your stories as well. These two are absolute stars of our ServiceNow community. And so I just wanted to start, I'll start with you, Kanika. How have you seen ServiceNow kind of enhance and improve your career and your overall story?
First of all, the ServiceNow community has been amazing, especially during the pandemic. I started to actually use ServiceNow. I got introduced to ServiceNow in my current role. I was pretty much didn't know anything about ServiceNow, so I was extremely new to the platform. But my manager came to me and he said, hey, we have this project where we're moving our IT service desk from Remedy to ServiceNow. Would you like to lead the project? And I'm like, hey, I was hired to work as a Drupal project manager, but hey, I'll jump in and work on ServiceNow. So I would say utilizing the online community has just really helped me jumpstart my career in this ecosystem. I've been able to meet so many amazing people. I've been able to leverage my knowledge a lot faster through my relationships, through the content that's always been produced on a regular basis. And I've been able to also show other people that they can do exactly what I have done by having zero knowledge. So I think that ServiceNow has really helped me to get exposure to other projects like SecOps, GRC, case management applications. And I would just say that I just feel like I'm constantly learning, so I'm excited about it.
Always be students of the platform. That's my motto, too. Alan, what about you? I have heard, as we were prepping for this conversation, y'all have kind of been two ships passing in the sea of your careers have overlapped a little bit, to my surprise.
Yeah, so for me, you know, I was in the Marine Corps for 8 years. Semper Fi.
Semper Fi.
Easy, easy. All right. Yeah, but I was in the Marine Corps for 8 years, and I did administration in there. So, you know, I was everybody's best friend. I kind of helped control the pay a bit. So they were always trying to hang out and all of that. But anyway, so when I got out, you really do that transition. You evaluate, how can I segue from military to civilian? What can we do here? What's the opportunities? And so for me, I got out and I started as an administrative assistant and moved into it being an executive assistant. And one of those days, you know, after getting the person's dry cleaning and bringing it to their office, they said, hey, can you bring me, you know, some coffees to this big meeting we were going to have? And I'm walking down the hallway and I've got these two coffees and I go, you know what? This isn't my jam. This is not what I'm supposed to be doing here. And so I did. Everyone wants to know, did you end up delivering the coffees? Yeah. I made the coffees.
Did
made
you dump
it.
The coffees?
I delivered the coffees, but then I turned around and I actually kind of just left out of there. So anyway, fast forward, as most of us, fell luckily into the platform. Mm-hmm. Just happened to be at an organization that was using ServiceNow, and then I started asking questions about, hey, why is this field this way? Could you do it this way, that way? And so they ended up saying, hey, you sound like you want to know a lot more about the platform. Won't you become an administrator? And I kind of got lucky with that path there. Fast forward a few years, I started to hear about the Certified Master Architect program from the expert programs with ServiceNow. And so for me, it was like the dream to get there. So you start to plan out your path of how you're going to get there, step one, two, three, all of that. And you start to try to put those wheels into motion yourself. And so for a lot of us, you know, we really limit our capabilities to what we do day to day. Our impact, our exposure to the platform is limited to what we do. But for those of us that really want to branch out there and do more, you have to really get outside the box there and start to set own goals for yourself. Mm-hmm. And so for me, I ended up becoming a certified master architect just last year. So big achievement there.
Thank
you very much.
While prepping for knowledge, by the way, I will add, he was part of the curriculum that was taking
the test
during
knowledge. We were in knowledge last year. Doing a presentation for that, but we had our last week, 19, was during the Knowledge Conference. So it was either study or go to Knowledge, and I said yes. We just did both, right?
That was the slogan, the yes
there
sign.
You go. So for me, after that, and I'm one of the few military veterans that are also CMAs, so we're looking to get that branched out more. Let's get some more veterans in there. But for that, after that, I started working in public and private sector consulting and things like that through my journey. And that's where I ended up working as a lead architect for a consulting firm that did work with the Department of Treasury, where Kanika is at. So luckily for me, we actually had crossed paths previously. Great project manager, by the way. And so for that, that's, you never know. The community is so small, but it's a lovely ecosystem. And you never know who you're going to end up meeting or interacting with later. So.
Fantastic. Also, again, I want to acknowledge, shout out to all of our troops, and we are extremely grateful for everything that you do for this country. So thank you again for bringing attention to that community. So thank you. Now, I'm going to steal a bit from our ServiceNow podcast. One of my favorite questions I like to ask any guests that come on this podcast are, if you're in the crowd, right, and you're seeing these stories and you're feeling inspired and you're wanting to follow in Kanika and Alan's footsteps, what possible advice do you have for those people that are starting their ServiceNow journeys? I'll start with you.
Yeah, and so it's really, don't be afraid to put yourself out there. A lot of us, you know, we have this imposter syndrome, and I'll be honest, being a CMA, I almost feel like it gets a little bit worse, because now you go into the room and they're like, oh, you're a CMA, you know everything. And none of us do. And so if you think getting to CMA is going to get that all away and put that in the closet, no, you're going to have to deal with that. Imposter syndrome is real. So don't be afraid to be yourself. And the big thing, as I mentioned before, is set goals little bit by little bit. Knock them out one at a time and grow. And the other thing is, if you're not involved with the ServiceNow community, the forums, social media, Slack, the developer advocacy team, get involved. You can be right here where we are today sometime next year or the year after that. You never know. But you have to put yourself out there. And if you like to be creative with what you're doing, maybe you're like, well, I'm not technical, but I know I can do some good design work with Photoshop, or I love to do things with making videos. Then be a content creator about things you've learned about the platform. And so that's some of the big things that I think for someone starting out, is that you don't have to be a developer to get in.
Absolutely not. Fantastic words of advice. Kanika, I have saved the final word for you. What type of advice do you have for the newbies in the audience that are excited to start their ServiceNow journey?
So it is not a sprint, it's a marathon.
It's a good soundbite. That's very true.
You do not have to learn everything all at one time, because there's so much more to learn. I learn something new every day on my job. And I think sometimes those are trying to transition into the ecosystem, they're trying to specialize in everything. And I think it's important to like figure out one or two things you want to specialize in initially, and then make that your way to get into the job. Don't let job descriptions intimidate you, because there's so much out there for you to learn, but you're going to have to be a student of your career. I think it's so important as you build your brand within this ecosystem is to create your own ServiceNow alter ego. Ooh. Some people call themselves the mayor of ServiceNow. I call myself the corporate rebel of ServiceNow. But I think it's important as you build your brand to build in public and bring your extra secret sauce. What is your recipe that you're going to bring and add to the ecosystem? And just continue to build relationships and you'll have an unstoppable career.
I love that. A ServiceNow alter ego. That's fantastic. I cannot tell you how happy I am that I got to speak with you on stage today. It's my pleasure. So please give a fantastic round of applause for both Kanika and Alan. Thank y'all so much. Fantastic.
And thank you, wonderful listener, for joining us today. We hope you enjoyed that panel discussion. Maybe we'll have some more in the future. If you want to find it on YouTube, you can search for ServiceNow Community Washington Full Keynote. Pretty straightforward. ServiceNow Community Washington Full Keynote. And of course, I'll have a link in the show notes as well. And I invite you to check out our other podcasts. We've got several of them over at servicenow.com/community under the events menu. Subscribe to this podcast for free and get it automatically delivered to you. In fact, you can subscribe to all of them for free and get them automatically delivered to you. Breakpoint, this one, is brought to you by ServiceNow. The executive producers would be me and Lauren McManaman, my co-host. And to find out more about the ServiceNow Developer Program, we always invite you to head over to developer.servicenow.com. Again, thank you so much, Lauren, Ellen, and Kanika, for sharing with us all that Washington, D.C. goodness in Washington, D.C.
Please let us know what you think about this podcast. You can leave feedback or ask questions in the ServiceNow community. For more great information on ServiceNow development, check out the ServiceNow Developer Portal at developer.servicenow.com. Thanks for listening.
Sorry, no bloopers. Alan and Kanika nailed it the first time.